This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Over the last week, we have been pulling the mask off of these acronyms, friends. CARE, C-A-I-R, SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Yesterday, we were on DARE. Then you have Double P, which is Planned Parenthood. Which we'll probably get to tomorrow. But you know what? I got a doozy for you today. Let's go back to what's going on a global scale. Muslim infiltration. Who are these guys? What are they really about? Well, let me give it to you this way. Let me put a little salt on your tongue to set the stage for the second segment. The CARE leader, Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, which there is none, by the way, maybe through diplomatic measures on a foreign scale, that's fine. But not within. Listen to what he said. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on the earth. This is the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Again, we're pulling the mask off the acronyms. What is the acronym? C-A-I-R. Sounds like a good organization, man. They sound like some really good people. No, they mean to overthrow. Folks, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Go back and you will find out that this is illegal. If they are not here to assimilate, it means they mean to overthrow. That is against our laws in every sense of the word. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Before I get to that, I wanted to, because I was pondering, I wanted to think in simple terms, because I usually make this radio program as simple as I possibly can. Because remember when Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. So we can understand, and even there was even points in scripture where Jesus said, I thank you, Father, that you've withheld it from the wise and the prudent, but you have given it unto the babes. And we also know that perfected praise comes forth out of the mouth of babes. So let's go back to that standard. Bring about all simplicity. Why is it that we're in trouble today? We don't have to try to spin it a different way. We don't have to try to make a fancy show or articulate show, friends. We just want to give it on simple terms so people can understand as to why we are in trouble. Here is the whole of it. I want you to listen carefully. Here's the whole of it. It's this simple. It's not difficult. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 1, it says, now listen carefully, O Israel, God's children, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which Moses gave, which I teach you, this is Moses speaking, for you to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God and the God of your fathers giveth you. And furthermore, friends, in saying that, listen to what he said. Oh, Israel, again, 78% of the American people profess to be Christians, conservative, and or patriots, all derived from the Christ. He said, listen carefully unto the statutes, unto the judgments of God, which I teach you, Moses said, for you to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, okay, to your fathers. Then going to verse 6, keep therefore and do them. There's the resolve right there. We don't need to have a little gossip show. We don't need to talk about the left and the right combating, folks, fiendly, under false pretenses, playing the little game while you lose your rights on a daily basis. We don't need the conservatives to highlight them like the National Inquiry minds need to know. No, we need to go back to the Word of God, to our Creator, to understand how to bring resolve. I just gave it to you. Deuteronomy 4, verse 6. Keep therefore and do them. Keep therefore and do them. You want resolve? You want peace? Then enforce the law unto judgment. Because the Lord told us to keep His statutes and His judgments, to keep and to do them. Then He said, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Is it not interesting, friends, that foreigners from all over the world, they want to come into America and they want to know what made America great? Why is America so great? Why is it the greatest nation on the planet? Why? Why is it a stumbling block to the bad guys like the Soros and the such friends? Why is that? Because God has shed His grace upon us. There's no question about it. Why is it that when foreigners come into the United States of America, they go to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital? And friends, let me ask you something. What do they see when they go to our nation's capital? They continuously see the God of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, His name engraved on buildings everywhere. They get to see Christian crosses over the top of the heads of the fallen. They get to see scripture on our liberty bell, which tells us proclaim liberty throughout the land, Leviticus 25:10 through 15. It's interesting they get to see this. They get to see Moses above the Supreme Court holding the Ten Commandments, not man's 10,000, God's 10. And then what do we see right under that? It's an inscription. It's engraved. Justice is the guardian of all of our liberties. So how simple is it? Hey, America, keep therefore and do them. Don't sit there and settle for conservatives, yesterday's liberals, to go ahead and magnify the crimes of corruption in our government. Because for when you give way to that, you give way to tyranny. And when you do absolutely nothing in which God commands, then guess what you do, friends? You give way to God's judgment. And that's where we're at today. Well, let me take it on a personal level really quick. I thought about this before the show. It was burdensome to me because it's so easy to get caught up on what's going on the left and the right when both sides are wrong. Because keep in mind, it was the Christ that told us, America, 53 countries and 71 affiliates in this country that are listening to me right now. It was the Christ that told us to beware of the leaven, the doctrine, the false doctrine, the hypocritical doctrine of the Herodians, of that of the government. And He said also, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the hypocritical religious people. Because if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And that's exactly where they're bringing this country right now. So let me bring it back to you and show you how simple this is. This is it. This is the whole of the matter. I'm going to give it to you right now. Ecclesiastes 12 through 13. Listen carefully. I'm sorry, 12 verse 13. This is what it says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the whole matter, friends. Fear God. Keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Friends, nothing more and nothing less. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, we want you to understand that it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. That's exactly the case here. We follow the Christ, friends. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, and you can go from all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelations, and you will see that it is the Christ leading the way through those great patriarchs throughout the Bible, all 66 books. Wanted to let you know, we were just talking about, you know, we're going to be highlighting CAIR in just a couple moments here, C-A-I-R, pulling off the mask of these acronyms, friends, because these groups are anti-American, they are anti-establishment, and they are attempting to establish themselves to tear down at we, the people, and as to what God has established in this country. But in saying that, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight some of what's going on in your country. Again, Black Lives Matter leaders, a leader of all five of them, white people are subhuman, she said. Okay, you need to keep in mind this rhetoric is all bought and paid for, just so you know, okay? It's all bought and paid for. Matter of fact, we had another contributor on sonsoflibertymedia.com who said Black Lives Matter and the African supremacist movement are being used to expand Islam throughout the United States. Of course it is. Of course it is, friends. There's not a shadow of a doubt in our minds. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's all a part of judgment. God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgot about him, and that's why we're in trouble today. Because the American people have turned away from keeping the judgments and the statutes to keep and to do them. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and through 6. It's simple to keep and to do them. As a matter of fact, friends, what I was highlighting during the first segment, if you read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. Justice. Well, Bradley, how do you tie that into God's law? Well, when you read the end of the Constitution, for most people don't think through far enough to see this, but if you look at the very end of the Constitution of the United States, it says that done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. The year of our Lord, yep. And then when you read that Declaration of Independence, which is that which precedes the Constitution, the seedbed, what do you see? You see the references of God four times. Our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. House claims it's ready to repeal and replace Obamacare just not before the tax man comes. And then, of course, it has the traitor himself, December 15th, 2000. 16, friends, keep in mind that Paul Ryan, the one that claims it's ready to repeal and replace Obamacare, keep in mind, friends, these are the ones that allowed it in the first place, and this is the very individual, friends, that has given Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted when he came up to that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. Quit looking at these guys like they're the good guys, friends, because they're not the good guys. And here again, going back to the point of Obamacare, the question the American people should be asking their representatives that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, you have the roles backwards, America. You need to begin to ask them where they have derived the authority to implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place. But what do they have? They thank the devil himself for conservatives of the day that got the American people caught up into some debate when, in fact, if they would just go to the root of the issue, they would find out that it's illegal in the first place. It's unlawful. Article 1, Section 8. But again, friends, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers now, do they? And I'll tell you what, that's where these little minions of hell that you call representatives in so many different ways and aspects, friends, get away with what they get away with. They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going to repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump desk. Hey, friends, I want to let you know something. You have rights given to you by your Creator. You do not have privileges given to you by the state. Make distinction. Every state preamble and every representative in every state acknowledges God before they serve we the people. I've shared this with you 1.5 million times. They are the ones that put their hand on the Bible. They swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Is that right? So who are they making reference to in every move that they make? They are making a reference to the God of the Mosaic Institution, again, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If they do outside of what God's law permits, then guess what? They're bringing you back into Egypt to bring you into bondage. Do you understand? And if you fail to hold them accountable for magnifying the law they swore that they would uphold, then you deserve what you've got coming. Okay? So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump's desk. And it's interesting because I have the Bill of Rights in front of me right now. And friends, for that, those that have been listening to me for the last 15 years, we're still waiting for someone to call in and tell us what the deal is when it comes to the Bill of Rights. How is the president getting away with, the former criminal, foreign agent, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, getting away with it in the first place? Because your Bill of Rights rights are thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. And I'm reading a Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, which is you, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated. It shall not be infringed. So when we're talking about the repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump's desk, how did they get that ground in the first place? They got that ground off the ignorance of the American people that let them do it. And their inactions, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When drugging replaced spankings. Yep. To he who withholds the rod hates his son, Scripture tells us. Now the state wants to tell you that when you chastise your sons or daughters because you love them, that it's abuse. And then what they want to do is they want to come right behind that, working for the pharmaceutical companies, the frauds that they are in so many different aspects, friends, to go ahead and throw your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs, which is counterfeit from A to Z. Done several shows on this, friends. When druggings replace spankings, keep in mind they get a kickback every time they prescribe drugs. And also keep in mind those dangerous psychotropic drugs they want to put you on or your kids on. Keep in mind they were illegal street drugs back in the 50s in many cases. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interestingly enough, here comes the Muslims again, friends. Just can't make this stuff up. No charges filed against Muslim hate crime hoaxer. So why did they do what they do? Because there was no charges filed against her for her crime. I mean, it makes sense, right? And yet again, America's still trying to figure out, why are we in so much trouble? Why are we in so much trouble? It's almost laughable. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the religion of evolution versus the facts. That's exactly right. Read Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Go to Romans 1:22, where it states that professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's exactly it. And that's what's going to fall on the lot of their heads in this life and in the next. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want you to listen to this. Obama killed our economic freedom, stagnation, unemployment, and deteriorating social conditions. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. No, he did not. Obama killed our economic freedom, stagnation, unemployment, and deteriorating social conditions. I'm here to tell you, no, he did not. I want to tell you who the responsible party is. The American people that tolerated him the first day in office 8 years back. Obama only did what the American people let him do. So when it comes to economic freedom and stagnation and unemployment and the deteriorating social conditions, the American people allowed him to do it for 8 years. And furthermore, they're allowing him to continuously do it with this supposed 30,000 army that's bought and paid for by George Soros, who said that the America that we know is the great stumbling block to the New World Order, friends, bought and paid for to create this domestic insurrection, as I said they would over the last 8 years in this country. And boy, oh boy, do we have to stand back and praise God for giving us the heads up years ahead of time like he always does. We thank God for the gifts of the Holy Ghost, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the acronym CARE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Let's pull the mask off of the acronym CAIR, C-A-I-R. Because again, the American people are under this delusion and this illusion that these must be good groups like the ACLU and SPLC and the DARE program and YMCA and Planned Parenthood, double P, right? It's amazing to me that people take these groups and these organizations for face value. But yet when you pull the curtain back, people are amazed at the destruction and even the a license to establish themselves in the country in the first place. Well, hey, let me tell you something. What you put up with in this country, friends, is everything's for sale when it comes to the representatives in this country. Everything's for sale. And again, I think everybody's awake in this country as to the fact that many of our representatives are for sale. There's no question about it. There's very far and few between that actually stand up for who we are. As a matter of fact, the party of government is obstructing governance, friends, in so many different aspects. So let's go over to CARE real quick, okay? Again, this is the founder, Omar Ahmad. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. Friends, what else do you need? He goes on, the Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. And yet he hasn't been exported, I mean, with a foot on the backside of both of his biscuits, friends. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. This is criminal. But yet again, they're given a pass to stay because, after all, the media, they substantiate who they are. Yeah, I mean, as if to suggest that the media has any credibility in any sense of the word. I mean, they have zero credibility, folks, for the most part in this country. And that is not an embellishment, and that is not an over-exaggeration. These people don't have any truth in them whatsoever for the most. And again, friends, and that is not too far from the facts and in the sense of exactly what I'm saying. There's no truth in them. John 8:44. Going back to care, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Yep, and see, these thugs, these useful idiots, they don't realize that they have someone up above them that's about ready to step on them once they have their way. And that works all the way across the boards, because the Bible tells us, he who digs the hole or the pit, he himself will fall into it. Yes, he does, and that is the history of man. Going to the next quote. This is Mustafa, Mustard Boy, Mustard Carroll. His name is Mustafa. He's the director of CAIR, C-A-I-R, in Texas. Wow, of all places. Yep, they got to go to the hardest places, friends, and they got to deal with the hardest point. So they can deal with that. So it's going to be pretty easy. It's going to be a landslide after that. But you'd have never thought in a million years they'd be allowed in Texas, right? Well, guess what? Mustard Carroll, the director of CAIR, C-A-I-R, again, his name is Mustafa. He is the director in Texas. You know what he said, America? Listen to me carefully. This is what he said. The director of CAIR, C-A-I-R. If we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. Did you hear me? And I'm laughing at ignorance here, friends. I really am. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, said the director from CAIR, CAIR, in Texas. I mean, it sounds like the apple does not fall too far from the tree when it comes from that foreign criminal, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, that was set there for 8 years. I mean, they were just following his demonic lead, weren't they? Destroy, 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 destroy. Hey, I'm going to give you 10 facts real quick concerning the Council on American Islamic Relations. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot to tell you, friends. I mean, CAIR and the Muslims, I'm telling you. I mean, they're just a good group of guys. And of course, I'm being facetious. The CAIR leader, Ahmad Salim, did you know that he was arrested in a major child sex trafficking ring bust? Sex with children as young as 8 years old? I mean, this is some time back, friends. It was called Operation L&P. It netted 101 arrests in both Lake and Polk counties. The investigation concluded, friends, the UK child sex trafficking gangs have now come into America. The CAIR leader, Ahmad Salim, that was busted for child trafficking, a Muslim youth coordinator, pay attention, a Muslim youth coordinator, was also one of the men arrested. Investigators said that all men went to a home in Clement with the hopes of having sex with children. The car Salim traveled in had a license plate that said, invest in children, according to investigators. Now, this doesn't sound too far as to what's going on, again, on the heels of the homosexuals in America. Chad Severance, I don't know if you know who this guy was. He was the guy that was in the Carolinas trying to pass the transgender bill. Did you know that he used to be a youth leader at a church where he was alluring young boys to his house in hopes to have sex with them while also showing them pornography? This was the guy that Barack Hussein Obama was telling the governor to get behind concerning the transgender bill. He is a convicted felon. So we can see on the heels of, again, the homosexuals, here comes none other than the Muslims emulating them every step of the way. A Muslim youth coordinator on his license plate, invest in children. His name is Ahmad Salim, and he just happened to be one of the care leaders of the organization. C-A-I-R. The Council on American Islamic Relations. Wait a second. I thought those people killed homosexuals. You're being lied to, America. It's a part of what they do. You're being lied to, America. And see, because you've given the sodomites, which is a felony in every state in the country. Hey, by the way, friends, you don't have to take me for what I'm telling you. But what I'm doing on live radio right now is pointing my finger to the state statute in every state of our union that declares what I'm telling you is the truth. See, the law is the stumbling block to the sodomites. That's what they're the victims of. To the Muslims, the law is the stumbling block. But what do? They have to put themselves in the victim position. What are they the victims of? They're the victims of our laws. So what are they trying to do? Well, they're trying to put the likes of Keith Ellison, Barack Hussein Obama, and other Muslims and other useful idiots like Maxine Waters that said, if you don't accept the Muslims in the United States of America, you're a bigot. Well, guess what? What, friends? I'm a bigot. Are you a bigot? Do you want to be a bigot too, friends? And what a bigot is one that adheres to the Christ. At least in my particular situation, he is alive forevermore, and I am a testimony, and my life is a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to tell you that he is alive forevermore. And if you want to call me a bigot because I believe, listen, I know, as Paul said, in whom I believed. He's been tested, tried, and proven over and over again. And while I was yet a sinner, he still saved me by grace, even when I didn't deserve it. And that grace, that definition there, is unmerited favor. Because I was thinking about that today too, friends. The grace of God in my life was unmerited in so many different ways. And even when I was a young punk, walking out in the streets, doing the things that I was doing, living the life that I was living, he still had his eye on me, and he still had his hand on everything that I was doing. And I paid the consequence every step of the way. God chastises those that he loves. Remember what David said in Psalm 119, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. I'll tell you what, it was either the rock was going to fall on me or I was going to fall on the rock, right? It's better for the rock. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. I'll tell you what, how many times I hit my head up against that wall before I figured that wall wasn't moving, because that was the grace of God. That was my heavenly Father loving on this disobedient little punk, fatherless punk. You want to talk about a loving God, friends? How much time do you have? You want to talk about unmerited grace? How much time do you have? You know, it reminds me of Peter when he kneeled down and God blessed Peter in spite of Peter. And he blessed him beyond measure concerning throwing his net in the water. And they went out there and they fished all night and they didn't get anything. And then the Lord told him to put it on the right side of the net, or on the right side of the ship, I'm sorry. And he said, well, we've been out all night fishing and we caught nothing. And the Lord said, do it. And he obeyed. And they pulled in so many fish that they had to get other people to help them pull it in. And he fell down and he said to the Lord, I'm a sinful man. That's Bradley Dean. That's Bradley Dean. My prayer life has turned into in spite of me. In spite of me in so many different ways. In spite of me, Lord. In spite of me, bless them. In spite of me, bless this family. In spite of me, bless the hearers. In spite of me, Lord, hear my voice. In spite of me. Because I realize until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And you're listening to him right now. I am nothing when he is everything. For to me is to live is Christ, to die is gain. I must decrease that he might increase. Because we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. And to those that don't understand what I'm saying, do you have ears? Do you have eyes? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? I say to you, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. You better get down and realize that the King of Glory is at work. Getting back to this, friends. We're going to get back to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and I'm going to give you some facts about CAIR, C-A-I-R, real quick. Just highlighted the fact that the leader of CAIR, one of them, Ahmad Salim, arrested major child sex trafficking ring bust. He was having sex with children. Did you hear what I said? That's a felony, friends. And they also rounded up 101 other individuals that were a part of this operation.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him, and one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, the way time flies, especially when you're just nailing what needs to be nailed. You know what, friends? Gideon was called upon by God to keep his commandments. It's called the Mighty Man of Valor. Go in this thou strength that the Lord has bestowed upon him, and he did so. The Lord broke it down from 22,000 that wanted to go with Gideon, and then it was broken down to 10,000, and then it was broken down to 300. And it was interesting that the Lord, the first thing that the Lord told him to do was to tear down his father's altars, friends. I want to tell you what, these groups are systematically being placed inside of the United States of America, but I want to give you some hope, as I always do, because Christ is the end of our faith, and we know that if our hope is in Christ, guess what? We hold on, we tie a knot if we have to, and we hang on, right? But the fact of the matter is, the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. But I'm saying that for a reason, friends. When you look at these groups, and you look look at Judges 3, the Lord would allow certain people to be around his children to prove whether they would keep his commandments or no. So this isn't like, to me, the only negative here is that the American people have tolerated these groups that mean to destroy our country. That's pretty severe. It's called treason, friends. And by the way, it is against our laws. Common sense. Go try this in their country and see how far it goes. Especially knowing all the well that you were to go into the Middle East and attempt to overthrow that government the way that these people are here, like CARE and the ACLUers and these other groups that mean to destroy who we are and overthrow who we are, to turn us into a dictatorship and to give power over to some tyrant. You get the point, right? They're useful idiots. But the point is, what's kind of freaky about all this is that they're here in the first place. I mean, again, listen to this. This is Omar Ahmad, the founder of Council on American Islamic Relations. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scriptures, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on the planet. Well, you know what? Just thinking a fly, brother, from another mother. And then we found out from Mustard Carroll, Director CARE of Texas, Mustafa, he said, we are practicing Muslims. He said, we're above the laws of the land. I wanted to let you know, and again, to show you how the enemy works here, cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, which Barack Hussein Obama stacked concerning governmental positions on the heels of over 225 sodomites and transgenders and lesbians in government positions. It was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. CARE only has 5,000 members in the United States. There's 4.2 million Muslims. Remember, Barack was over in, I believe it was in France, and the criminal was telling another one of his lies, and he was trying to spread misinformation through his propaganda. This time came from himself. And he said that, you know, America has one of the largest Muslim populations worldwide. No, it does not. It has 4.2 million. CARE has 5,000 members, and there is a membership fee of $10, okay? CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslims and Americans, according to Gallup. Now, keep in mind, I want to go back to this because this is important that you hear this, because I just seen this. And furthermore, speaking of Muslims, you also know that we had our little leader at the Women's March, Women's Rights March, that was Linda Sarsour, right? She said that she wants Sharia law in the United States of America, and for some reason the media is playing into this. She's also, if you go online, you can also see her holding up the ISIS signal with her one finger up. She's American born. She's a traitor. Hassan Albana, who was working with Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, Adolf Hitler used Muslims to do his killing for them. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he said it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Well, they've been trying to do that for thousands of years. But I want to show you the difference concerning the 12% of those that have extreme ideologies concerning the Muslim faith, concerning Islam. Marco Polo said the militant Muslim is the person who beheads the infidel, the unbeliever. Well, the moderate Muslim holds the feet of the victim. Did you hear me? I hope you did. Okay, so don't ever get off. Well, there's only 12% of them. Wait a second. It's all in the Quran. It's all in what they're reading, friends. Kill the infidel. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Al-Qaeda and Hamas, which has been created, by the way. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. So next time you hear someone talk, namely one of the representatives like the Paul Ryans of the world, that want to give them aid on your dime, just keep in mind who these people are. Okay? And don't believe their lies. They just sold their soul as they're kissing you. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, the Bible tells us. Okay. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on behalf of Islam. Notice how it's never them. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. Why are they still here, America? At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama expunged many of these. And he also relieved from Guantanamo Bay many of them that were guilty of the crime of terrorism. Only to go back to the Middle East to war against America on another day. That's a fact. And by the way, many have. CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists and their victims. So, folks, I can go on and on with this, but I want to hit this really quick to show you how far it's gone. You do realize... the likes of the ACLU and other organizations, while attacking Christians in a Christian country, have given way to the Muslims in public schools. Now, what's also interesting to note is the Muslim indoctrination in public schools. Now, out of doing 360 of them from Minnesota to all the way up to Florida, Key West, we did that high school assembly as well, and we also went over to Alaska for what that was worth concerning the group of people that we talked to, the young people, and that wasn't a slam, it's just a fact. It's interesting to note that I have not run into this in any sense of the word, but to share with you what they are doing in California, because I've talked to parents after meetings where they've come up to me and told me what was going on in their public schools, it's interesting to note that there has been found to be over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, and they're giving an Islamic slant to your kids in public school. Okay? As a result, kids in public schools are being subjected to the following teachings and practices. And again, keep in mind how they're using the gay kids to make way for the Muslim kids. Okay? Victim status. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and even going so far as staging a jihad. And that's war against non-Muslims. This is what they're teaching kids in America. Now listen to this carefully. Listen to the names of these groups. We're unmasking these acronyms. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Folks, where these people create these, I don't understand it. But I do understand when I deal with them what they mean. They mean to destroy, and they're using these as a mask or as a guise to destroy in hopes that people will believe that they're doing it lawfully. But Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the Clinton administration, which, by the way, was receiving millions and millions of dollars for her presidential campaign, as well as the Russians by selling uranium ore, by stealing it away from the ranchers in Oregon and in Nevada, don't forget. There's still a trial going on with those guys, friends, when the trial should be held concerning the Clintons and Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama and others that were a part of that little game over there that they're playing with men's lives. But I want you to listen carefully. These groups, along with the Clinton administration, joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings in America while attacking anyone who speaks about the Christian religion or Christian heritage in this country in public schools. You heard me right. They're attacking, as I said, everyone and anyone that talks about who we are, your Christian heritage, the United States Constitution. They don't want none of that in public school. And here you have, on the other hand, the hypocrisy of the American people, 86% of them dropping their kids off at public schools, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. There is the problem right there. One more point. A representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Al-Amoudi, today is serving a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Muslim organizations in the United States of America. There's over 225 schools in America, that's equivalent to about 50,000 children, who are being taught to, as I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, to foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and others.
The Speakman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.